Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bob Nation!
Let's go!
Welcome back, brother. Welcome back.
It is great to be back. So I leave for a few days. We got Coors?
Yeah, we got Coors Light now.
Damn, dude. That is
crazy,
sick.
Huh?
It honestly does just look like it belongs here. There's something about Coors Light and football.
Yes.
It just feels like that's a match made in heaven.
It is.
So, hell yeah. No, I actually knew that was happening, but there's some, like... It felt very real when I walked in today and saw all the new set decorations.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's big time. Good job to the sales team.
Absolutely. We got like fleece hats and pullovers and stuff too on Friday.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We're decked out now.
We're going to be just more geared up for the tailgates this
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Yes.
Love to see it.
We're presented by Illegal Pete's, everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. You missed not a lot.
Oh, man. I was hoping you'd be like, I can't believe you missed all this stuff. We actually thought of hitting you up for an emergency show, but no.
No, bro.
Nothing.
Far from it. Far from it. We did get a spring roster update. We actually got this on Friday, the last show you did, but it was during our show.
Okay, are you just going to catch me up on everything I miss here?
Yeah.
This is like the little, all right, I like this.
This is going to be lightning round roster update.
Okay.
Tarvaris Dawson, not listed. We don't know why.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Guys have made some position changes. Savelle Small is officially listed at tight end. Carter Stoutmeyer, safety.
That one is interesting, but he does have the stature for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's kind of a wide corner.
Yep. Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
And then a couple guys, Adam Hopkins and Harge. Have switched over to cornerback primarily.
Okay.
At least according to the roster. Or DB.
DB.
So.
Which is confusing because some guys are listed as corners and some guys are listed as safeties.
And then we have some
guys are listed as DBs.
Yes.
All right.
Really, besides that, Savion Wilkerson still on the roster. And then Bishop Thomas, not listed.
Okay.
Or he was listed. And then we had a report, someone reported earlier in the week that he's not on the team. And then Unk came in on Friday, said he's still enrolled, he's still in the building, he's still walking around. He hasn't been working out with the team, though.
And did he give us any other...
No.
Okay. All right. I've said this from the start, and, you know, there's... I'm just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that he's been told he has to do a certain amount of things to be able to kind of earn his way back.
Yep.
So we'll be pulling for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And then... Everyone's basically here. They listed all these new guys, new freshmen, new transfers. No numbers for them yet, obviously. They haven't earned them or really done a practice yet. But Will Shepard's really the only one. And we know he's coming after he graduates. There's a few other guys. You know, Cam Michael, Draylen Miller, they're going through basketball right now in high school. I think there might be one more transfer, but that's really it. Everyone's here.
What a change from last year, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is crazy to think about. There were players not only who weren't here last year, but guys we didn't even know who were going to be on the team that were, you know, ended up being big contributors at this point last year. It's almost hard to wrap your mind around the fact that, like, who knows, you could go back and find a pod from a year ago today, and we might have been talking about, like, what the projection for Montana Lamonius Craig's yards are this season,
right.
You know, like those are like real things that were happening. So, to go through that and then basically flip, I don't know, 50% of the roster from now to September last season. And then hopefully there's still going to be some post spring turnover here, but hopefully cut that down to maybe under 20% turnover between spring and September is advantageous. And last year, it's not to say that it was the wrong move. It all had to be done. You know, they had to renovate and build from the ground up, but it certainly wasn't an ideal scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, being able to go and build your roster and start building chemistry between players and start, you know, offensive line chemistry and all of that stuff this far ahead of where you were last year has to be a great feeling for not only the players, but really for the coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know those coaches last year were sitting in their meeting rooms at this time of the year looking around like, okay, he'll be here. He'll be here. Probably no one else.
We need help.
Yeah, like we need serious help. I bet you the coaches are sleeping a lot better this mm-hmm. year.
A few more position changes, or lack thereof, I guess. Tyler Brown still listed at offensive guard. Trevor Woods listed as linebacker now.
Okay.
And then there was one more. I can't find it right now. But yeah, BJ Green, Baby T.O. are some of the guys that aren't here, along with those freshmen and Will Shepard. I think that's really it.
Okay. Do you ever think about how they go, like what the process of updating that online roster is? Like, who do you think they asked about Trevor Woods' position? Was it Trevor Woods? Was it Andre Hart? Was it Deion Sanders?
I mean, I think that it's Coach Prime, but I think they just go to their position coaches. Just okay. Go to the position coaches and say, what do you want this guy to be?
So, okay, that's what I'm guessing too. But I also think there's a chance they just go to the players. Say, what do you want to be listed at?
Sure. That's where you get all the listings, I guess.
And they're like 6'4". They're like, no. Yeah. You're still 6 feet, but what position do you want to be listed
exactly. coaching staff with this roster update. No real changes. Coach Livingston, of course, DC, also has the slash safeties, just like Charles Kelly.
Okay.
Which
we kind of knew from the start.
Mm-hmm. Coach Sal, still listed. A lot of people have been talking about Damian Lewis. He's been tagged in a lot of offers. He coached with the Seahawks for a while. We haven't gotten anything official. Uncle Neely still said Coach Sal's name is still on the door.
Someone said Damian Lewis, they found him in like the Colorado faculty directory. He was listed as like grad assistant slash quality, or no, he's listed as like quality control slash analyst or something like that.
He's not listed on the, when you go to the actual roster and you have this little coaching staff scroll down, he's not listed on here yet.
All right. But have you checked the faculty directory?
I have not checked the faculty directory. I didn't check Colorado's public records for paid assistants
either.
Come on,
Jake. That's what we expect out of you. I leave for a week and you're slacking on checking the faculty directory.
I guess so. We did have a big portal entry. SMU first team all-conference offensive tackle Marcus Bryant entered the portal. It's like 6'6", 315 or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he play right or left?
Kind of both. So he was left tackle primarily. When they would go to like tackle over, he was the one who would go over and play like right side, and he would kind of move around a bit. He was kind of like their swing, really.
Would be nice to have.
Yeah.
Would be very nice to have. All right, this has now been mentioned enough in the chat that we just have to talk about it. The video of Oregon's staff wishing Cormani a happy birthday was from when he was being recruited by Oregon. Yes. Not recent, because his birthday was what, like a couple days ago?
I think so, yeah.
Or today?
I think it's
Might be today.
Yeah.
So people are just like posting that back as like a joke. That's not a current thing. So that would have been from a year ago today.
Is that the one when they had like the cake and all
that? Yes, dude. Yes. It's so cringe.
Yes, it's over a year old, I think.
Well, it would either be 1 year ago today or 2 years ago today. But it's not an active
it did not come out today, no. Some recruiting stuff, though. We're in the conversation for another five-star tackle. Michael Fasusi out of Louisville, Texas, is coming to Colorado to visit for the spring game.
Okay. Dr. Fasusi.
Yes.
Let's go, man. That spring game just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. And then go ahead.
Is that when Juju's coming back?
No.
Okay.
He is coming on March 22nd. So he just visited the end of January. He's kind of coming during spring practices, so I'll at least be able to like sit in on some of that stuff. It's before that spring break. I think we start on the 18th. He's coming on the 22nd.
Okay. I heard from a good source on this that the Buffs have a real chance.
Mm-hmm.
A real chance. Yep. So that's really exciting.
I'd believe it.
This guy has been one of those guys who has had, I mean, like kind of phenom status since he was in like seventh grade.
Yeah.
And so it's those guys kind of end up being built different once they get up. Like, I bet you if he were to come to see you, like his first press conference, he would sound like an NFL player.
Yeah.
Just because they're so, so indoctrinated to that kind of lifestyle of being the face of the whatever program they're a part of. But he's the truth.
Yeah. Shador's nickname has grown, but
yes.
Juju is, from everything we've seen and heard, he's kind of got that stature to him already.
Well, and how do you think Shador became grown?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He grew up around it. He became the quarterback. He was great.
Mm-hmm.
Became the fate. You know, it's the same thing. He's a little different just because he's quite literally built different.
But yeah.
It's a similar thing of just being in a certain light your whole life.
Mm-hmm. Did we talk about Bear Tenney at all with you?
It sounds familiar.
Tight end out of Lehigh, Utah, high three-star, 382nd overall player, 23rd tight end. Has been posting a lot of CU stuff, and he's coming to visit also before the spring game.
Okay. What year?
25 okay. This year. And then Major Preston. This guy is a cornerback out of IMG Academy, 6'1", 183. Doesn't have any rankings that I've seen on 247. Someone said he has a Rivals ranking of like 4 stars. But he's been offered by Florida, Colorado, Michigan, Texas, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Louisville, and more.
So, someone's slacking on getting that boy ranked.
Yeah. He's coming to visit the weekend before the spring game,
though. Okay. Nice.
And then Travis Hunter is in the game.
Yeah. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, doesn't it make you feel like you're awaiting an announcement for every other player?
There's been some that have trickled in last week, some that aren't as high profile as others, but yeah.
Like?
Do you remember that Buchanan kid from Purdue?
Yeah.
He posted it?
I mean, like, for the Buffs.
Oh, for the Buffs?
Because I truly don't give a shit who else about Shador yet. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's like, now that I've seen Travis announce it, I'm waiting with bated breath, like, okay, now I got to get an announcement from Shador, from Shiloh, from Shimon Mateo, like anyone. I want to make sure that, you know,
mm-hmm.
we get all these guys.
Shador did have a tweet last week, though. Let's see if I can find this. He might have deleted it, actually. He added EA College Football 25 and said, y'all know the right thing to do.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the right thing to do would be to put him on the cover.
Exactly. do you want some more info on this?
By the way,
go ahead.
Really quick, I know some people get bothered when we talk about the game, but we like it. It's our show in the end.
Thank you.
It's also your show, but
yes.
we make the rules. There's this idea out there of like, oh, put all the Heisman winners since the last game. No, this is the first game that they can use NIL.
Yeah.
Like, get some money to one of these players.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to say that.
I hope that's what happens.
I don't
man.
Want the 12 Heismans thing or whatever. I no. understand that'd be cool. Maybe as like an alternate.
Yeah, make it the Legacy Edition or something.
Yeah, something like that. But for the first time ever, an active player can be on the game.
Mm-hmm.
It should be an active player.
Do you want to hear what else is in the game? Have you been keeping up?
No.
All right. So
I was... It said my screen time was down 85% last
Holy
week.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Congrats, bro.
It felt so good.
This is the largest NIL campaign in history. More than 11,000 players have been sent the opt-in notice that will provide $600 and a copy of the game.
Is there something about that $600 that just feels insultingly low?
Kind of
I think is. 1,000 would have been like, that sounds like a fair number.
I mean, come on. This game's going to like make millions of dollars the day it comes out.
And I understand the whole idea of like, that there's so many players that can be in it, but mm-hmm. they also could have just done like, I don't know, 1500 to the top 25 players on each roster or something.
Right. What else do we got here? Cover athlete will be unveiled in May.
So do you think they already have a cover athlete?
Yes.
So then by that logic, it's probably not Shador.
He deleted the tweet.
They're like, look, we're planning on it. We just got to get around to it.
Yeah.
Can you delete that? Okay, interesting.
Dynasty, Road to Glory, and Ultimate Team modes return. NIL and transfer portal is in the game. Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler in the game also, as well as
I saw the Chris Fowler clip.
Yep, and then like Kevin Connors, who's the ESPN studio guy, is in there. So I think we might be getting a full like ESPN production. Like, all right, halftime, let's go check in at Beaver Stadium and see what's going on over there. Like,
that's sick. Why don't they put us in the game? I want to put my I'm in the game.
Yeah, we could still put those out. We could get Yaya to help.
That's a good idea. How sick would that be, though? Like, you're like doing your dynasty and it cuts to a clip of us.
That'd be amazing.
Did you see Chris Fowler's video about it, though?
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's like, yeah, I even had to include, like, if you want to punt on second down, I have to have a clip for it. Kind of crazy.
Yeah. 2 years he's been working on that.
Also, unnecessary.
True.
That part, unnecessary. If you punt on second down, you don't deserve to have a specific animation or whatever.
But what if they roast you?
Well, yeah, that's probably what they do.
Of course.
Which I guess is funny. But
it'd be hilarious.
Yeah. There are some times where like a weird thing happens in Madden, and I'm like, how did they have a soundbite for that?
We're going to hear a lot of them. It's being made in the Madden engine, but they insist there's going to be tweaks like there have been in the past to make it different.
Okay.
The playbooks are going to be very robust and team specific.
As a person who plays Madden like every day, I won't complain if it's like Madden.
That's true. You're one of the only people who doesn't care. We're getting pretty specific playbooks for each team and their style, just like we used to.
Okay. Believe it when I see it.
We've got thousands of game assets. No real coaches in the game either.
What's up with that?
I don't know. So you're going to have Jerry, I don't know, something or whatever, walking the Colorado sidelines with Shador instead of Deion Sanders.
You have to just at least get Coach Prime. Like, what are we doing?
I mean, they didn't list his name, but
I know. So what I'm guessing is there used to be a budget to pay the coaches to be in the game, or were they not in it before?
I don't know. I don't think so. I can't remember.
It was always just generic? Because I'm guessing they would have just taken that budget and be like, we have to give all this to the players.
No, I remember in the last one, like in the coaching carousel, they had real coaching names.
So, yeah, maybe that was it. There was, like, a coaches association who got a chunk of money from this, and they were like, we just can't afford to do that anymore.
Yeah.
But Coach Prime's literally in Madden.
Yeah.
So he already has a relationship with EA.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, up the ante a little bit. Let's get Coach Prime. Only coach you can be.
You would think. but that's about it. That's what you missed over the last week.
All right.
And we stretched that into five shows.
What impressive.
Thank you.
What else did Unc have to say?
He was awesome, man. We talked about Coach Livingston, and I guess Neely hasn't really done the background on like Lou Anarumo and stuff like that. But he said it before I even told him, like, Coach Livingston plans on making like a week to week defense. Like, he's going to build the defense around the team they play. There's going to be some structure, of course, that they like rely on, but it's going to be kind of it's going to be different than what we saw last year.
Love to see it.
He did the whole Bishop thing. We don't have to go into that. We hope the kid is doing well, can get right on the right path. What else did we say? He talked about Coach Phillips, the wide receivers coach. He talked about Coach Sal and the D-line coach. I mean, again, he said that his name's still on the door. Not much has really changed on that front. A lot of stuff we usually talk about, like the team bonding and stuff, it's going crazy over there right now.
Hell yeah.
We talked about JSU homecoming. So we're on good terms there.
Oh, good.
We got momentum.
Did Neely mention that he was mad at me for acting like it was a revelation?
No.
Okay. No.
He did say, though, that Friday's show was so good that he forgot your name. He called you the other guy.
Wow. It's tough. It happens.
I gave him thanks for basically letting us in the door and getting us in the family to get that interview with Coach Prime, too.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That's it. All right. It's been slow, bro.
There's that CSU hat on the table over there, and it's just pissing me
off.
Yeah, it was.
You're gonna just move it just right to the ground.
Is there a trash can in here somewhere? All right, Ryan, it's time to chill.
Ooh, let's go.
Chill with our friends over at Coors Light, our wonderful new friends at Coors Light. No better way to chill than with the Coors Light by your side.
People like properly hype about the fact that we got fucking Coors Light?
Yeah, no, you should go check out Monday's show. Yeah, when we unveiled the first read and stuff, they got pretty hype.
Hell,
it was cool.
I'm so stoked. I'm fully expecting there at one point just gonna be a fridge right here that I can just reach back.
Hopefully, bro.
Let's go.
Goals. But Coors Light's the best. Come hang out at the DMVR bar, get yourself a Coors Light, or you can find them on Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DMVR. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I reach for. So when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill and get it delivered straight to your door. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Also, shout out to Game Time. Perfect pregame ritual. Drink 7-8 Coors Lights.
Yep.
Wait on Game Time for those tickets to drop. Go. Buy your tickets in. And get the best possible deal you can, because you always get the best deal at Game Time, especially when you wait. Only thing in your life that you can get rewarded for procrastinating, at least that I've discovered so far, and I've tried procrastinating everything. So Game Time is one of my favorite services because of that. Use the code BUFFS, that's Buffs, over at Game Time to get $20 off your first purchase.
All right. I found some playoff odds, I think, for the first time this offseason.
Did you get a virus on your computer getting these odds?
No, this is on Twitter, thankfully.
Okay, good.
The odds are for some place that might give you a virus, though.
Yes, exactly. So stick to our partners.
Yes, exactly. all right. We have 10 teams that have minus odds to make the CFP.
Darren says, can DNVR interview Dan Lanning? Shockingly enough, that has happened.
We have done that.
As weird as that sounds, we actually did interview Dan Lanning, and it was about as symbiotic as you would imagine.
Yeah, it was pretty awkward. Maybe lasted, 4.5 minutes?
Yeah. It was really uncomfortable for no particular reason.
He's
other
so
than just
weird.
His vibes were terrible.
He goes on the I can't remember when he was on for the CFP, if it was the national championship or the semis, and he's doing the desk work with the guys,
mm-hmm.
and he's just not cut out for it, really.
Yeah, he gives me big time serial killer vibes. Anyways,
the 10 teams that have minus odds to make the playoffs, starting from the top at -1,000: Ohio State, Georgia, Oregon, Texas, Clemson, Florida State, Kansas State, Michigan, Utah, and then Miami is the first plus odds at even odds, +100.
Wow, those are shocking odds. I would not have expected that many people to be in the minus.
Mm-hmm. So that's one.
Kansas State is minus money?
Mm-hmm.
Can you fade that?
I don't know if you can on this book, but
I would love to.
So Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, that is three Big Ten teams. Georgia, Texas, only two SEC teams. And then K-State and Utah, the only Big 12 teams.
If the over-under on SEC teams was 2.5, what would you take?
Over,
yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, for sure.
Easily.
That's what I thought it was interesting about that.
This is from +100 to -250 here. Miami, Ole Miss, Arizona, Penn State, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisville, Kansas, LSU, and Notre Dame.
Okay. Let's get to the main event.
Main event is the very last team on the list. And that's Colorado at 22-1.
Wow. I love that bet.
Florida's only +2,000.
It's always funny when we talk about these Vegas odds, because people always get mad,
mm-hmm.
at the perceived disrespect. It's like, this is just a money making opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year, the over under win total came out at 3.5. Rather than being mad about it, we just went and cashed in.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it was going to be, well, I guess it ended up being really easy.
Yeah, we had it through 6 weeks.
And we got it in week six. We don't have to talk about what happened after that. But in the end, it was really easy. So, you know, if you don't like the odds, punish the book by betting on it.
A handful of Big 12 teams make this list, man. Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Texas Tech. And then the other teams I've already said, Kansas, Arizona, Utah, K-State. That's close to half the Big 12.
Maybe this is a topic for another day, but would the Pac-12 have been an easier conference this year if it was still together? Still going to have to deal with Arizona, Utah.
USC's down.
USC's down. UCLA's down.
Washington's down.
Washington's down. Oregon's down. Well, they kind of reloaded.
Yeah.
That's a good, we'll save that. That's a good topic. Would you have rather played in the Big 12 or the Pac-12 this year from an ease standpoint?
Do you want the names of Pac-12 schools who are on this list?
Sure.
Or previous Pac-12 schools? So it'd be Oregon, Utah, Arizona, USC, Colorado, and Washington.
Okay, so a lot either way.
Mm-hmm.
22-1. Do you think that's properly priced, underpriced? Are they taking advantage of the kind of hype by making it lower than it should be?
I'm surprised it isn't lower, honestly.
So you think if they were kind of trying to take advantage, it'd be like 15-1?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty good number.
I mean, if you go by this, this puts Colorado like sixth in the Big 12 this next year.
But by how much, though? Is it like, how many teams are they bunched with pretty closely?
I mean, the closest one would be Oklahoma State at plus 800. So that's 8-1 from 22 to 1.
Okay, so there's a big drop.
Yeah.
So the opportunity here was including Colorado. They made sure to get Colorado in, yes, because they knew it would, yes, drive interaction.
Yes, that's why I think they did it.
For sure. All right. 22-1. That's about what I think I had on my first Nikola Jokic for MVP ticket.
There you go. That's a good sign.
Yep.
But if anything, this list puts out the list of targets you have to beat.
Yeah, I mean, the Big 12 is not going to be easy. But you will enter every game with the best quarterback and the best overall player.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be worth a lot.
Nebraska even made this list 16-1. The Nebraska hype is getting out of control this offseason.
Welcome,
bro,
to our fucking world, Jake. This is every year.
It's insane.
Every year. They have a longer bull drought than we do.
Yeah.
And every year the Nebraska hype does this. It has been this way for my entire life.
You cannot find a breakout list or teams to, you know, crack the top 25 or whatever list without seeing Nebraska this year.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I hope that they get ranked preseason top 25,
mm-hmm,
and win whatever game they have before us.
Let's see.
Just so we can, like, break their hearts and crush their dreams one more time.
So they have an opening game against UTEP. They're going to win that game by 20-some points, and they're going to think they're so good.
You know, it's funny because I say I want them to win it now, but I'll be so happy if they lose.
If they lose that game, that's in Lincoln, too.
You know what happened the last time we went to Lincoln, Jake?
I do remember.
It was Scott Frost's first game, but it wasn't supposed to be. They had a game scheduled the week before,
mm-hmm,
and it got rained out. So this was Scott Frost, the prodigal son's return,
yeah,
to Lincoln, Nebraska. They were literally, it's the same exact thing of they getting put in all the conversations. Oh, Scott Frost, he's so amazing at Oregon. He's coming to, yep, to Nebraska. He's got this, what was the kid's name? Adrian Martinez. He's this incredible freshman phenom. Same thing we're dealing with now. And we got to ruin Scott Frost's return to Nebraska. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. This year, maybe it'll be Dylan Raiola.
Exactly.
Is that who's supposed to start for them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they were trying to get Casey Thompson or whatever.
No, he committed somewhere else.
I know. I know they didn't get him. So now they're just rolling with the true freshman.
Him or any of the five guys they played last year who were still in the roster.
This is so great. This is so great.
Setting up pretty nicely. But there's Colorado's kind of path to the playoff, I guess. Biggest contenders in conference-wise, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Texas Tech, Kansas, Arizona, and K-State, and Utah.
Hell yeah. Let's go. Big 12 football is going to be so good this year. I've said it before, but it's just a real, it's a college football fans conference. Just true blue college football.
When we did the quarterback tier list on Tuesday, that's what Dre said. I was like, all right, Big 12 is going to be okay.
Yeah. They're, like, a lot of these quarterbacks are just like good college quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
Shout out to our friends over at Circle K. Go hit them up and join their inner circle. All you need to do is enter your email and phone number to be fully enrolled. After that, first five fills of gas, 25 cents off a gallon. First five Polar Pops free. And every six free on several items such as pizza, roller grills, dispensed beverages, donuts, and more. I got a text today from them. They're doing like a $500 gift card giveaway.
Ooh.
So get in on that. Send them a text. Send DNVR to 31310. Again, that's DNVR to 31310. And you can receive a free any size Polar Pop from Colorado Circle K's. Message data rates may apply. Periodic recurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. Sign up with that QR code on the screen or go to CircleK.com/inner-circle for more info.
Also, shout out to our friends over at Infinity Park, the hosts and the home of the American Raptors.
They've been turning up here the last few Fridays.
Rugby people?
They go hard.
They do not play around. They do not play around. And we've also got the Leeds people in the bar. Like, we got some true
Friday
partiers.
Was electric, bro.
Dude, that was an unreal game. Anyways, check out Infinity Park. Go down there. Tickets are $10, free for kids. Bring the whole family down there. Spend a day outside. We're just in the like warming up phase. I think it's 60 degrees out here today.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to start wanting to be outside on the weekends. Go down to Infinity Park. Check out a American Raptors match.
Last thing we got today.
Was that during the show when Leeds was making that comeback?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah. Unc was loving it. last thing we have today. This came through last week. But the early signing day is being moved, and we've talked about this. The calendar needs to be shifted. It needs to be changed just in some way.
You're kind of like our resident fighter for change when it comes mm-hmm. to the calendar. Are you in support of this move?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. So what's going to happen here is we're moving the early signing period to December 4th. That's a few weeks before what we had now, and that's right after conference title weekend, basically. So they're going to, because this last year was just chaos. We had like playoffs, bowl games, early portal period, and early signing day all at the same time. While these coaches changes were going, yep. It was just insane. So now they're getting ahead of it a little bit.
So wait, that'll be before the national championship game.
Mm-hmm. So first round of the playoffs.
Oh, by a lot, yeah.
First round of the playoffs scheduled to start December 20th and 21st. So that'll be about two and a half weeks before playoffs start.
That's a big change.
Yeah.
That's a big change because to this point, when was it before?
We were like, let me see if it's in here. So previously the early signing period began on the third Wednesday in December.
Okay.
So it was like December 15th-ish, I want to say.
Okay, so you'll know at this point we would know the playoff teams, but yes. We just wouldn't know who won. Okay, so that's that stays the same. It does feel different though.
Mm-hmm. Early signing period started on December 20th this last year. If going by that third Wednesday rule.
Okay.
So it's about 15 days earlier.
Man, I would love to have the problem of dealing with signing day and playoff preparation at the same time.
Yeah, those are the ideal problems to have at this point in time, but this is going to help out the coaches, they're thinking of actually making December a fully dead recruiting window.
Mm.
So do signing day, and then that's it until obviously December ends, I guess, probably till the playoffs end, and then reopen it up for the last signing day.
I'm in on that, mostly just for the coaches' families.
Exactly.
Give them some holiday time.
Mm-hmm. Because it's been relentless the last few years, especially just with how the calendars worked out. Now we're expanding the playoff. So at least we'll have games all throughout December, well into January this year. We don't have that like trickle off bowl season thing like we usually do.
Yep.
We'll be done with recruiting by the time we get to most, if I'm pretty sure most of all bowl games, right? December 4th, first one doesn't start till like middle of December.
Yeah.
And then the portal, when was that? I think that was right after that, like early December, right?
Yep. December 7th, I feel like is the number that's.
So then if that was the day, then you have like an actual 3-day break with nothing going on. Cause there won't be games or anything at that point. That's after conference title weekend.
Real quick. Will you pull up those playoff odds again for me?
Yeah. What about them?
The teams that are in the Big 12, name them for me again.
Working from the bottom up, Colorado, Oklahoma State.
Okay, so stop. Oklahoma State, that is a home game.
Mm-hmm. Iowa State.
Iowa State, we don't play, right?
I don't think so. Texas Tech is on the road, I know.
Texas, they have Texas Tech in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is a road game.
Kansas, that's a road game.
That's a road game. So 2-1 road to home right now.
Arizona. It's a road game.
It's a road game. 3-1 road to home.
Utah's at home.
Okay. 3-2.
K-State, I think, is at home.
That's at home. 3-3.
I think that's it.
Okay. So it balances out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it actually might be a little bit slanted towards the home games. I don't really think Texas Tech belongs on that list.
A lot of hype coming out right now.
Yeah. So that one would have skewed it the other way. 3-2. But man, I just keep getting more and more excited for this season. It's going to be unreal. Every game is going to be like just electric.
The Arizona moved their homecoming to the Colorado game too.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there.
We will.
Be there to watch the Buffs spoil their homecoming.
I can't
wait.
It'd
be a real shame.
It would be. It'd be a lot of upset people online. That's about it for today, though.
I wonder if they'll actually put fans in their stadium this year.
There's a lot of issues going on besides who's coaching the team and all that stuff, keeping players right now in Arizona.
And like what, $300 million of debt or something?
It's not that much, but it's a lot.
I'm just going to keep saying a bigger number every time.
They did steal an SEC sitting athletic director, though. Which is pretty crazy. Yeah, they got the Mizzou athletic director.
Okay.
She was apparently
kind of SEC.
Well, she was apparently a Zona grad, though.
Ah, nice. Nice poll.
Yep.
She could probably help them get out of that $10 trillion of debt.
That's got to be the big plan. All right. Shout out to our friends at American Financing. If you're struggling with everyday bills and you own a home, hit them up and tell them DMVR sent you. They can help you out. They've been saving their customers on average $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity and wiping out high interest credit card debt. Their job is to save you money. They care about your success, and saving a few hundred dollars can make all the difference. They're a local Colorado-based company, but they're licensed in all 50 states, so they can help you anywhere. Call American Financing, and if you call today, you may be able to delay two mortgage payments. Call today and tell them DMVR sent you at 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, or go to AmericanFinancing.net/DMVR, NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the fives start at 6.799% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 303-695-7000 for details about credit card costs and terms.
Dang, man, we really got Coors Light in American Financing.
Yeah, big time.
If you would have told me that 5 years ago, probably even less, 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I would have been like, oh, shit.
I remember you guys got Manscaped, and I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've had some great ones throughout the years, but there's just certain ones that like you just grew up as a kid seeing ads for. And also, like, we got to get one of those old school Coors Light Buffs neons. Like that, that's like a staple of like going into a bar for me.
I feel like, is there one at the Dark Horse like that?
For sure. For sure. Also, you guys got to check this out. We are having a clearance sale in the DNVR locker right now. So go to dnvrlocker.com. You don't need any, you know, discount code or anything like that. Just go check out your shirts. Almost every single shirt that we have, except for the ones that we've just dropped in like the last few days, are 30% off. So go dnvrlocker.com, check out the clearance sale, get yourself geared up. Not only is it great gear for you, I always say this is such a great gift for someone because it's like, let's say your family member is a huge Avs fan. You get them like an Avs shirt from the team, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that feels more thoughtful about it, though, is if you get it from DNVR. It's like a little bit indie, like not something that just everyone will have. It gives them a little, you know, a little little boost. So if you're looking for a gift, I think that's also a great idea. But like I said, 30% off almost everything in the store right now. Go to dnvrlocker.com. Just check out the sale, peruse around, and see what you want.
Yeah, get on it. It goes through Wednesday. All righty, you guys, what do we got? What's up, Ivan? Says, welcome back. How's Cabo and favorite part of the trip?
Oh, man, Cabo is amazing. Favorite part of the trip. So I was in Cabo and I was in Sayulita. Cabo with the fam, Sayulita with the friends for a wedding. So the wedding was definitely the highlight of the whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically a high school reunion.
Nice.
Probably like 50 friends from high school were there, which was really fun. So that was amazing. They put on a hell of a wedding. Probably like the most fun wedding party I've been to. No disrespect to anyone who's listening who I've been to their weddings. As for the Cabo side of things, man, just hanging with the family.
Yeah.
We went. We had a great lunch at this place called Flora Farms. That was awesome, but it was super laid back. Allie was joking that we always do this. We definitely need to flip it around. Like we should have had the vacation part come after the wedding. Cause like,
yes,
you leave the wedding. It's like, you almost need a vacation from that madness.
Yes.
So like it was so relaxing for the first part of the week. And then we just like turned up for the last part of the week, but it was awesome.
You did miss some beautiful days out here in Denver though.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And then it's supposed to snow tomorrow, right?
Oh, please. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. It's beautiful right now. 64 degrees. And then tomorrow there's a 60% chance of, it says 60% chance of rain now. So maybe it's warm enough to keep the snow away. But oh, bro, 68 on Saturday?
Yeah, man.
Dang.
It's been really nice. There was like one bad day last week.
Let's go. I got to see if I can go golfing this weekend.
BP, how are high school guys doing? Davis, Swain, et cetera. Fitting in, working out. And just trying to get a hold on things, it seems. Haven't heard anything otherwise.
Okay.
Cam Michael and Draylen Miller are playing basketball still. They're still in high school.
Yep. Balling, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hit the like. We're a little low today.
Yeah, smash the like button.
Thought you guys were happy that I was back.
Smash the like button for an RK and then subscribe to the channel, too.
I appreciate all the love. I saw a lot of people welcoming you back, so thank you.
Yep.
What was a drink out in Cabo? Again, Cabo is a little more low key, so not as high. The drink out at the wedding gotta be definitely over double digits.
Whew.
I'll say 12. I do have to tell this story because I find it to be really funny, and those who know me will really enjoy it. So, downside of the wedding, worst part of the wedding, a lot of people that went got stomach sickness from whatever, you know, you're in a small town in Mexico.
Right.
Sometimes it's the water or sometimes it's food, whatever. Including the bride and groom, which was, they were absolute troopers.
Yeah.
Just fought through it and I think got the adrenaline boost from the wedding and were chilling for the wedding. But everyone either gets sick on Thursday or Friday, and Saturday is the wedding's over. And we did like a little pool party, and then we were putting together a dinner, and like we were originally going to do like tacos or something, but like so many people were sick. They're like, let's just do something simple. Let's do something easy. Let's go get pizza. Me, like, I'm just not, I was in for the tacos still. I also hadn't gotten sick yet. Uh-huh. So we show up at this pizza restaurant. We've got like a table. There's like 20 of us there. Everyone's ordering pizza. And like, I'm just like on principle, like I'm not ordering pizza in Mexico. Uh-huh. So I go for something else. I go for the grilled octopus. Bold choice. Everyone at the table kind of like turned their head when they heard me order that. Yeah. But I was like, this is just, I'm fine. This isn't going to affect me. Finished dinner. About 3 hours later, I was on my hands and knees for most of the night. So I learned my lesson there. I should have considered it a blessing that I wasn't sick yet.
That's brutal.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But my stubbornness got the best of me. So I'm sure Allie, who was very supportive, got a little bit of like a, that's what you get.
Feeling. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to go with the flow, man.
I am just not built that way. I'm just like, I'm fine. I understand eat hot sauce the with every meal. Though. I have an iron stomach.
I understand the principle though. Like mm-hmm. if you're going to go to a restaurant, especially in a different country, like you can't be like mixing and matching. Like
I know.
That.
And like now my parents have been down there for a while. So they're like, oh man, we found this great like Thai place. And I'm just like, I'm not here to eat Thai food. I'm here to eat tacos and drink margaritas.
Fair enough. CJ said, what do you think about Carter switching to safety from cornerback?
I'm a little bit surprised by it. Just because I thought he was such a standout early mm-hmm. on, as a true freshman corner, you know, slack that we give to Cormani for being a true freshman didn't apply to Carter.
No, people were very, very hard on him.
Well, and I also mean like, he caught on right away mm-hmm. and he started, I think, game one
yeah.
at corner. So it was surprising to me to see him flip, but I'm sure he'll be successful at it. He's a super talented player. Maybe it's because there's a lot of congestion at that position right now that mm-hmm. he sees a better path to playing time, but it's not like there isn't a bunch of congestion at safety too.
Right.
So maybe just adding to the toolbox in like a Tyler Brown way. It's like the more you can do, right? Like
yep.
Kareem Jackson played several years in the NFL at corner, then played several years in the NFL mm-hmm. at safety. Like being able to do both certainly isn't a problem.
Well, and then I wrote this article on Coach Livingston last weekend. Like his best success story in terms of, because this guy did everything at Cincinnati. He was a scout, then got promoted to the coaching staff, and then became safety's coach. Survived the coaching staff change through all that from Marvin Lewis to Zach Taylor. And they drafted Sean Williams. I don't know if you remember him, but they drafted him in 2015 as a third-round pick. That was the area that Coach Livingston was scouting, the Southeast.
Okay.
So he scouted the player. They draft the player. They bring him in at cornerback. And then when Coach Livingston goes up to the coaching staff in 2015 to help out with safeties, Sean Williams transitions to safety and becomes like a key cog for that defense the next 3-4 years.
That's huge. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of times a certain coach will see a certain thing in a player and no one else will see it. You know, mm-hmm. it's very similar to, I'm blanking on his name. The guy from Jackson, James Houston,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, went from inside to outside and became a NFL beast.
Yep. Who's up next? What's up, Big Teasy? Another super sticker. Big Teasy was locking it down with the super stickers this last week.
Big too. Super sticker fan.
Here. Yeah. Hands doing a fist bump.
Let's go. Oh, that's what you see.
That's what I see.
I was thinking fist pump. I read fist pump. You're right. You got it. We should do it this way.
There you go. Trade A04 with the $5 super chat. And then he asks, coming to Boulder to visit this weekend. What's to do, guys? Looking for some ideas.
Well, good news for you is it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
Yep.
I mean, if you're into hiking, there's obviously you can Google a million different hikes. If you're not into hiking, but you want to experience some of the upside of hiking. You can drive up Flagstaff. There's some great overlooks looking back towards Boulder. Then you can get up and, you know, get off to some of the pull-offs up at the top that have some great views going west. Because once you're there, Boulder's to your east. If you want a short hike, check out Settlers Park. That's like a hike for my type of people. It's, you know, 30 minutes.
I know what you're saying.
Not big hikers, but, you want to say you went on a hike. Go check out the hill for sure. Go walk down Pearl Street. Like I said, you're getting 64 on Friday, 68 on Saturday. Everything is available to you.
You got a doubleheader of CU basketball this weekend, too, if you want to go to a game.
At home?
Yeah. Let's Saturday go. And Sunday, men's and women's.
Let's go. There's a big women's game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Need revenge on UCLA.
Yep, and the men put it down on Utah the other night. That was
electric.
Dismantling.
It's so funny, the back and forth with that team. It's like they lose a game, fire everyone, all the players are overrated, they have no shot of making the tournament. Yeah. They win a game like that, everyone's like, I just don't see why they're not being included in these tourney talks. Yes. Like, this is one of the best teams in the country, look at all this talent, blah, blah, blah.
It's wild, man.
But do you think if the women beat UCLA tonight, they're back in the one seed conversation?
I mean, they have a resume. I don't know. They've fallen down to 13, though.
Did they lose one while I was
there? They lost to Oregon State again. And to
Utah. No, I was there for that one.
Okay, then they lost to Utah.
I think I was there for that one, too. That was on the road. They've dropped the
last three, actually.
Okay, so. This is the one I didn't see, the USC game.
Yeah, apparently, what's her name? Juju Watkins went off. She had like 42 points.
So what I was saying earlier in the season, though, I'm like, we don't have a person like that.
Yeah.
Man, this one is huge then. What's the standings look like in the Pac-12 right now? Man, we've fallen all the way to fifth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you win tonight, we're only a half game out of second. So if you win tonight, you could... you could get all the way back up to second. Let's see. I don't know what the tiebreakers are, but there's a chance that they could be back to second. Man, what a conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insane conference.
Men's kind of coming down to the wire, too. Don Peasy from last week's NCAA combo. RK, the engine doesn't need to be redone for Travis to play both ways. Madden has a glitch that will allow this. I've been doing it 4 years with my creative player, Travis Hunter.
You got to DM me how you do that. Because it doesn't even give you the option.
And then here's another super chat that says, I'll DM you on Twitter and let you know how if you want.
Yeah, please let me know. I'm very curious to see how that's possible. I'm sure our league wouldn't allow it. We have a lot of rules and regulations.
Yeah.
But I still want to be able to do it.
We should be able to do it in our league, too. They should just make him both ways.
No, I mean in the Madden League.
No, I know. I'm saying for the new NCAA League. That's
good. Yes, they will. They have to.
Last one from FPSD. Heading up to Boulder for spring game weekend, looking at a hotel on Pearl Street. Is that the best place to stay, or do you have a better recommendation?
Yeah, I mean, if the cost isn't turned you off from a hotel on Pearl Street, that's definitely the best place to mm-hmm. stay. But there are other places to stay if you're looking for it. You could really, in my opinion, stay all the way. Well, depending on what your car situation is, you could really stay all the way out in like the Louisville Superior area and just drive in. It's like a 5-minute drive on the highway. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a car and you just want to walk everywhere, that's definitely the move, or Uber everywhere.
Yep. All right. There you go.
Man, I just got nervous for this women's basketball game tonight. There's a lot on the line.
There is.
First of all, you just can't drop four in a row.
Right. And it's just in that same vein. I mean, you started off so hot, especially with the win over LSU. I know they're not very good, but it'd be a shame to just have this flat ending to the season.
Yeah. And it's on the road. Oof. This is a big one. This would be one of those ones that if you win... All of the doubt that has crept in from the last three games goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's almost March, man. You ready to go back to Vegas in a few weeks?
Yeah, is that a thing? I was meaning to ask someone about that today. Is that for sure happening?
Dre was on this show, and I kind of asked him the same thing, and he said yes.
All right, I'm going to get full confirmation by the end of today.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I don't think I told you this either. Just won't have a drink
between now and then.
But we'll have someone in studio on Friday, too.
Someone that I don't even know.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go.
Got you.
What is did LSU turn it around? You're getting called out for saying they're not very good.
I mean, didn't they just beat Tennessee or something? But they're like, they weren't very good, at least early in the season for sure.
Let's see what they are. They're second in the SEC. They are 24-4, so they're doing all right.
Oh, they are doing all right. Sorry.
They did get off to a slow start, though. What's their ranking?
I think that's it, though. We'll be back tomorrow. Tears Day tomorrow? Are you down?
It's teared up.
All right.
They're ninth in the country, too, by the way.
Okay. Whatever. Sorry. And we'll probably have something to say about this game tonight.
Yeah. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs, baby.
Y'all silly like the mayor.